I didn't have a hide your Morgan's t-shirt. So I wore Ron's t-shirt. I think God allowed Niger to be the hero yesterday because I heard he was eating soul food before the game. Speaking of soul food. I'll tell you later. So our theme for today is the bread of life. So if you want to open up your Bibles, we're going to be reading 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38 through 44. But because of time, I've concentrated just on the verses 38 through 41, but it will cover all the way up to 44. 2 Kings 4, 38 to 41. We're going to read about the poison stew. When Elisha returned to Gilgal, there was a famine in the land. As the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, he said to his servant, "Put on the large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophets." Then one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine. And gathered from it his lap full of wild gourds, and came and sliced them into the pot of stew. For they not known what they were. So they poured it out for the men to eat. And as they were eating of the stew, they cried out and said, "O man of God, there is death in the pot. There is poison in the pot." And they were unable to eat. But he said, "Now bring meal," Elisha said, "Now bring meal," and he threw it into the pot and said, "Pour it out for the people that they may eat." Then there was no harm in the pot. Before God created man, he created for man trees full of good fruit, so that man could have good food to eat. Because physical man must eat and swallow physical food in order to have life and to stay alive physically. And because we also have a soul and spirit, our souls must also eat. And he must also swallow food. It's called soul food. And I'm not talking about grits. I'm talking about the word of God that stepped out of heaven. So when Jesus Christ, the Lord, said, "I am the bread of life," he was speaking spiritually. But swallowing isn't the mechanism that keeps me alive. Because I can swallow good food and live, but I can also swallow poison and die. So it's not the swallowing, it's what we're swallowing that keeps us alive. That's why when I stand up here, I always tell you guys, don't you dare believe a word that I'm telling you, unless you check it out with the Word of God first. Make sure that I'm on the same page with God. Because I could be feeding you poison and not even know it. Why? Why do we do this? Because just as Eve was beguiled by the serpent in the garden, Satan is beguiling the bride of Christ today. And Peter tells us in his epistle that in the end time, man will refuse to believe in sound doctrine. Because man's pride thinks he can determine the difference between good and evil without God. Man's pride thinks he can determine truth from error on his own. That's why Amos tells us, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send a famine to the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord. But they will not find it." And people are always asking, why would God starve his people spiritually? And the answer is, he doesn't. We starve ourselves. Because we refuse to believe in sound doctrine. God wants to feed his people. He wants us to enter into his Sabbath rest, into the promised land, called the new covenant, bought with his own blood, so that he can give us rivers of living water, so that he can produce good fruit in and through us through his resurrected life. Jesus said to the devil, "Man does not live on just physical bread alone, but on every word that comes out of God's mouth." Every word that comes out of heaven, which is called living bread. Because we are what we eat. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "It's not what a man puts into his mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of his mouth. Because we are controlled by what we eat and drink." That's why the Bible tells us, if we choose to get drunk on wine, then we're going to be controlled by alcohol. But if we choose to be drunk on the Holy Spirit, well, then we're going to be controlled by God. The American Indians had a superstition out west. They would drink buffalo blood before they went out on a buffalo hunt. Why? So they could think like a buffalo. Why? So they could find the buffalo. So they could continue to live. So they could continue to exist. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of John, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have eternal life. Because this is the bread that came down from heaven. This is the living word of God that came down from heaven. And whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Because in the beginning was the Word, the second person of the Godhead. And he became flesh for it. And just as Elijah poured his life out on Elisha, he poured himself out into Elisha to make Elisha a true disciple of God. Christ our Lord wants to pour himself into us so he could disciple us through his word. So that we don't ever have to have an experience of spiritual famine. So he could teach us how the word of God works through us and gives us living water. so that we could minister to a lost and hurting world the gospel that stepped out of heaven, so they too can have living water, so they too can know what it means to become crucified with Christ, so they too can humble themselves and become beggars, so they can tell another beggar where to find bread. That's all I got. You got three questions.
More.
We'll get more at our table. And then about 5 minutes to, I'll come back up here and give us a heads up so we can start praying for one another. Thank you very much.
Yeah.